This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
All right, welcome back. Hope you're having a nice little Tuesday. We are your sportsmen. Isaac.
Excited.
That's me. Big Sooks right over there.
Sports and so hard.
I have breaking sports news.
Yeah, let's hear it.
The Red Panda, back.
Yeah,
I tonight, saw that.
Where
she makes her debut.
Where?
Chicago.
Great.
Although she's wearing a Jordan 45 jersey.
I was worried about her.
I know, right? She busted the unicycle and was it a hip that she went down with?
I don't know.
She had some injuries. She took a bit of a tumble last year.
She took a fall, yeah.
And it was bad, but apparently the Red Panda has bounced back.
What a badass.
And she makes her return tonight. It's not the United Center anymore, is it?
Oh, God, I don't know.
Doesn't matter.
Let's play the new fun game of name the NBA arenas.
Chicago Basketball Arena. Yeah,
I think it is United. Is it United Airlines Arena or United Center?
It used to be the United Center.
Yeah, it still is.
It's the United Center?
Yes.
There you go.
Isn't there another United Airlines Arena, though, somewhere?
You might
be
right.
Yes, the American... No. So that's American Airlines Center. That's in Dallas.
That's Dallas.
Two different airlines.
I'm looking here to see what else we got.
United Airlines Arena?
No. By the way, we went through the NFL trades earlier in the show.
Yes.
So if you're wondering.
The field at LA Coliseum is called the United Airlines Field. That's weird. Mm. Yeah.
Well, it's like up in Canada, there's like four different Rogers Centers or Rogers Arena. Everything's got a Roger on it. I don't know. And now everything's like, you know, it's like, there's no anymore. Just, I miss the days of you get to, you know, the Rose Garden or Shea
Madison
Stadium.
Square Garden.
Madison Square Garden, still there.
Who plays at Ball Arena?
Ooh, the Denver Nuggets.
Yeah, good call.
How
did you know that?
Because I love Ball aluminum cups. Like, they are so much better than the plastic ones you get at games now.
Well, I'll tell you what.
They keep the drinks cold.
I was not prepared for Schultz to say I love their aluminum cups.
Yes. What percentage of our audience just now learned that Ball is aluminum cups?
Yeah, I had no idea.
97%?
Ball Arena is about Ball aluminum cups?
Okay. We have, let's see, who plays at Chase Center?
That's the Warriors.
Yeah.
By the way, that's a phenomenal building.
They do it well.
Never seen a basketball game there, but I've seen a couple concerts, and it's a great place.
Their concourse actually looks like it's got a lot of things for fans to do. So, yes, please.
Do you know who plays in the Kaseya Center?
The Kaseya
The Spurs?
Yeah. Kaseya? Am I pronouncing that right?
Couldn't tell you. I'll go with...
That's in Miami.
Oh, I had no idea. I was going to say like the Wizards or something.
What else do I have here? Ooh, yeah, a lot of them are changing names. What about Paycom Center? You know who's...
Paycom Center?
Yeah.
Never heard of
it. That's a new one. That's in Oklahoma City.
I thought that was like some energy something, right? Wasn't that... It was some energy company. It was like this really weird, long, drawn-out name, and now it's the Paycom Center?
Paycom, yeah. Frost Bank Center is now in San Antonio.
The Boston Garden is, it's like...
TD Garden. Yeah,
wasn't there like a bunch of other, it was like TD, Ameritrade, it's gone through several different versions of that, am I correct?
I don't know. I think TD merged with Ameritrade at one point. You might be thinking of a commercial.
I just know the FedEx is in Memphis. I know that.
Little Caesars Arena.
That's in Detroit, which is so depressing.
Is the Pelicans Arena still Smoothie King Arena, or is that changed over?
No, that's still Smoothie King.
Okay, that is still Smoothie
King. Let's also play the fun game of they're 0-7, and Zion is hurt yet again with a hamstring injury.
Fiserv? What is Fiserv?
I think it's Fiserv, isn't it?
Fiserv? Do they have aluminum cups?
No,
I think it's Fiserv.
Fiserv.
We have my buddy used to work at the one here in Portland. I believe that is the Milwaukee Bucks.
Oh yeah, good call.
Yeah.
Fiserv Forum.
Yeah.
What a terrible name.
You crapping all over that company.
Can't even read
it. The Fiserv building used to be the one by us when we were down on McAdam.
Golden One Center?
Oh. Shoot.
You guys know who plays there?
I just think of something terrible when you say that. The Golden One. I have no idea.
That's in Sacramento.
Dang it.
Where your Kings play ball.
My Sacramento Kings.
Sounds like such an East Coast one, too.
Gainbridge Fieldhouse.
Oh, the Fieldhouse.
That's Pacers.
Oh, that's the Pacers?
It's called Gainbridge Fieldhouse.
These names, they're just terrible now. It's like, even the ones that were named, like Safeco Field, I know that's still a stupid insurance company, but there was a ring to it. It still doesn't sound right to say T-Mobile Park.
No.
Crypto.com, you know that?
That's L.A., right?
That's LA.
The new
Clippers
one.
Sponsor their jerseys, too.
Moda Center, you know who plays there?
Yeah.
It will always be the Rose Garden to me, sir.
See, I haven't. I've come around. It's Moda to me. I was Rose Garden that same way, and I don't know why, but now it's been there long enough that I never say I'm going to the Rose Garden. It's always this, and it's never Moda Center or the. It's just, I don't know, I'm going over to Moda.
All right, well, they're tossing out the college football playoff rankings right now, but as you know, they like to drag it out.
Yeah, got to make a production out of it.
So they're currently on number 18.
Now, I am interested because Dave Bartu, who...
Which is Miami, by the way.
Dave figures out a lot of this stuff in advance. Dave did send me what he believes to be his projected... Because he has the criteria. So I'm always interested to see how close Dave is.
Georgia Tech is number 17.
Dave has him at 15.
Yeah, Dave's wrong.
Way to go, Dave.
Idiot.
I want to see where he's at in the top. Let's go with the top six. Because he does have my BYU Cougars.
Rafi is an idiot.
in this ranking.
Well, we'll let him reveal the rankings and then we'll talk about it. Iowa is in there at number 20. So the Ducks... we'll be playing a top
20 matchup.
20 college football playoff.
Which, by the way, helps Oregon because, again, have Oregon stubs their toe somewhere along the way and it's a two-loss team, you're going to need a better resume to ensure that you get in.
Well,
I think they're going to be
this
fine.
This is what Dave always says this.
The committee does it on purpose.
He says what they do is down in the lower part of the rankings, they'll put teams in there that they know are getting ready to play some of the teams that they want in the playoff.
Yes.
And that would be a nice little coup for Oregon that Iowa is in there, and they're doing that on purpose.
He's a big believer of stack the back half and you use them as stable ponies just to kind of, stalking horses.
Look at Utah, quietly 13th.
My Utah Utes? Okay. Dave Adam at 16, so they're, he's...
Quietly 13th, that's pretty good.
Especially after the beating they took at Texas Tech.
Exactly.
And you know who else they lost to?
BYU.
My BYU Cougars.
Yeah. So it's going to be hard to make the Big 12 title game.
Yeah, if they make it, and I feel like the only way they're getting in is by making the Big 12 title game.
Exactly. So they need Tech and BYU. Well, they play Tech and BYU play this weekend.
They do play this weekend.
But then after that, they're going to need another loss.
Yeah, because
another two losses.
Both teams will hold the tiebreaker over them.
So they need two more losses.
So
out of whoever loses that game.
Probably not going to happen. Mm. Utah's probably on the outside looking in no matter what. Unless they get an at-large berth, and I just don't think that there's going to be the respect out of the Big 12, especially with as many SEC teams. It wouldn't shock me one bit to see a three-loss SEC team elevated over a two-loss ACC or Big 12 team that doesn't make the title game.
Okay, well, while we wait for them to reveal the rankings, and we'll tell you where Oregon is, did you see the Nick Saban birthday video?
No, I did not.
It's just the cutest little thing.
Is it really? Who did it?
His family, they're just at his house.
Do they love him or?
Yeah, they appear to.
I didn't know if it was like an Urban Meyer sort of situation.
Yeah. He loves them, but
they appear to. But it does
look
seem
at Nick in his chair.
Yeah, so Nick is sitting in, he is one of us. He is watching Chiefs Bills.
He's laying down, not sitting.
Well, but it's a chair.
He's reclining.
But he's reclining in the chair, his feet are kicked up, and he's got a little blanket over his feetsies.
Got his dog running around.
His two dogs.
That is adorable.
And they bring him a birthday cake, and they sing happy birthday to him, and everybody's videoing, and he kind of seems like, oh, God, all right.
Boy, can I
this
tell you.
This is a good game.
Can I tell you, I'm a little underwhelmed by Nick Saban's setup.
Yeah, it's old.
Yeah.
It's like your grandparents would have.
I expected. Now the chair's fine. Like, you know, he's got a nice
Is it though? Looks a little small.
Well,
although he's a small little man.
You would think that, you know, that you would want maybe a bigger recliner, but I have a chair. I think we all have a chair that we've had forever. And that's just he probably has an ass groove in that chair. It's been with him since the beginning, and that's fine. But the TV setup and the
Well, he's an old guy, man.
Yeah, he's Nick Saban.
He's 74?
I expected maybe a little better.
Why? What do you expect out of your grandparents? And it's the same thing.
And that chair in the background, that's been there since 1972.
Yes, it's very old decor.
If you listen to the video, funniest thing about it is when Nick Saban sits up, it is because Miss Terry tells him, sit up.
Yeah.
Yeah. He clearly hilarious. Doesn't. Look, the game is a good game.
Yeah.
Bills Chiefs. He's watching it.
It's interrupted.
This is not what he likes, but he has to deal with it because, you know.
And everyone's
family.
Filming him. And by the way, he's got the thinning hair and it's kind of all, you know, he's not thrilled about
this.
It was
a bad angle. Yeah.
It's not a good angle for the hair. You know, he's not happy about this video being out there.
No, especially because as we've talked about before, it's a little demasculating to have a blanket over you.
You know what? I understand that, but damn it, the blanket is phenomenal.
I know it is. And
it's
look,
cold,
I,
man.
I get it, but it's just a little like, it's like, you know.
Yeah, I know.
You know?
I know. It's like wearing slippers. I'll tell you what, though. If you want to know if Nick Saban's coming back, watch this video. That right there is the setup of a man that is retired.
That's right.
And is going to stay retired.
He's not going anywhere. If he were coming back, he would have been sitting at a desk watching film.
Yeah.
Breaking down tape.
Not with
he wasn't.
Blank. Let's also play the fun game of how many times did Nick Saban fall asleep in that chair with that blankie watching that game. Over, under, 3.5.
Over.
Yeah.
In and out.
At 74? And I'll bet you he's got that old man snore too, that power saw going on in there.
So the Ducks come in at number 9 in the first college football playoff rankings. Let's take a break, and when we come back, we should have the rest of the rankings, and we'll overanalyze it
and freak out.
Yeah, because that's what we do. Or maybe we'll underanalyze it. I don't know.
No, it's over.
We'll do that next, and then we'll get started on previewing Oregon at Iowa as well, coming up.
A top 20 matchup.
Here on 105.1 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. 1. It's $15 a month. 2. Seriously, it's $15 a month. 3. No big contract. 4. I use it. 5. My mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews all on the app. Download today.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Okay, we have the rankings here. This is the first college football playoff rankings. Number 10, I'll just give you the top 10. Number 10 is Notre Dame. Bartu thinking that Notre Dame gets in if they run the table here, which they should. They'll be favored in their final four games.
Dave, by the way, nailed the top five, and the rest of them were off by one.
Number 9 is Oregon. Mm-hmm. You may have heard of them. They are the Ducks.
Yep.
They play right here on the Fan.
Look.
Number 8, Texas Tech. Number 7, BYU. They play this weekend. Number 6, Ole Miss. Number 5, Georgia. Number 4, Alabama. Number 3 is Texas A&M. Number 2 is Indiana. Number 1 is Ohio State.
So it's a handful of teams that really don't, like, they're a lock. You look at their schedule, and once you make their, if you're a one-loss team or an undefeated team and you make your conference title game, you're in. We saw that last year. SMU, right, was a one-loss team, made the ACC title game.
So who are you talking about?
So Ohio State, Indiana.
They're both in.
They're both in.
But SEC, I don't know if you can say that. I mean, there's four SEC teams, 3, 4, 5, 6. Now, a lot of them have already played, but, I mean, A&M, surely they're going to stumble, right?
But that's the thing is that, like, A&M, even if they do stumble, like, so A&M has Missouri, South Carolina, Samford, and Texas. As long as they finish the regular season with one loss and they would play in the SEC title game.
Well, why would they play in the SEC title game? Because Bama has one loss, Georgia has one loss, and Mississippi has one loss.
Yes, but some of those teams still, like, I guess if you look at you'd have to look at the tiebreakers to see what's in. But if A&M is a one-loss team, even if they don't get into the SEC title game, they are in. A one-loss SEC team is 100% in. Any one-loss team from the Big Ten.
Oh, you mean even if they don't go to the SEC?
Even if they don't go to the SEC title game.
So you're saying, this is why it's so early. There's still 4 weeks left.
Yes.
So a lot can change, but you're saying if there is a one-loss SEC team that does not get into the championship.
Guaranteed to be in.
They're still in the tournament.
Still in. So Ohio State, Indiana, and Texas A&M.
So how many do you think get in the tournament from the SEC? 4?
A&M, Bama, Georgia, Ole Miss,
Texas, 5?
Maybe. I think you're getting at least 4.
They really only have a shot at 5. Like, Vandy is 16th.
Mm-hmm.
They're not going to the tournament.
I wouldn't think so, no.
So they really only have a shot at getting 5.
Yes.
If Texas stays in the mix.
If Texas were to stay in the mix and they run the table, but here's the problem.
They're going to have to beat A&M.
And Georgia. So, and Texas is it. So the SEC, more than likely, you feel very comfortable saying the SEC is going to get 4 teams in. And if, like I said, if you make the SEC title game, you're in. If you are a one-loss team and you don't make the SEC title game, you're in. So I just think when you look at it, unless absolute calamity happens, Ohio State, Indiana, and A&M are already in. They're in. And then Bama and Georgia, more than likely, already in. And then, you know, when you get down into the Oregons and the BYU, the Texas Tech, Notre Dame's, that's more of you still have got some work to do. But I think you can just kind of look at the way this is starting to shape up and you look at the schedules. Ohio State and Indiana, they can't screw that up. No, they don't play anyone. And no. Both of those schools would have to lose twice.
Well, you know who else really can't screw it up at this point is Notre Dame.
Yes.
Because they've already played. Their heavy lifting is done.
Yep.
They should win their last 4. So, you know what it is, and this is why it's going to be kind of tough for Oregon. Oregon's tough games. They still have 3
still
tough games.
Still have 3 tough.
So, it's basically, I'm looking at, let's see. If we just go by your logic, mm-hmm. that those top 3 are going to be in, yep. because they've yet to lose. If you say Bama and Georgia are in, 1, 2, 3, there's 5. It's a race between Mississippi, the winner of Texas Tech and BYU, mm-hmm. Oregon, Notre Dame, and Texas,
yeah.
those 5 schools, to not lose again.
Yeah.
And if one of them does,
it's going to get sticky.
It gets hairy.
Yeah. Because Georgia and Bama are sitting there both at 7-1. And again, let's just play the game of look at what they have left. Alabama has LSU, Oklahoma, Eastern Illinois, and Auburn. Alabama can lose another game, not make the SEC title game, guaranteed to be in as a two-loss SEC.
Give me their team. This is Alabama?
Alabama.
Who do they play again?
So they get LSU.
Okay.
Then Oklahoma.
Where's that game?
It's at Alabama. Both LSU and Oklahoma
That's
are
a revenge game. Remember they lost to Oklahoma
lost to them and kept
year.
Them out last year.
I bet they beat Oklahoma.
Eastern Illinois and Auburn. And they can lose a game. If they lose a game, they don't
still get in.
They still basically you'd be 10-2 in a non-SEC title game. It doesn't matter. Alabama is in. Georgia, same thing. You look at Georgia and they have Mississippi State, Texas, Charlotte, and Georgia Tech.
So then they only have two league games left.
Yep. So again, if
where's the Texas game? That you know that
it could be
if they could lose two in a row, dude. They don't look that great.
Texas is at home.
And they're at Mississippi State.
They're
this
at Mississippi
weekend.
State.
So they need to win those two.
Yeah, I just think
they can lose to Georgia Tech though.
I guess my point is, Bama and Georgia both have a gimme mulligan, and it doesn't matter. So I really do think that it is almost a guarantee that your top five teams right now are already in.
But what about Ole Miss? Because they only have one loss.
Yeah, let's take a look and see what Ole Miss has left. So Ole Miss has, same thing. They're in. Citadel, Florida, and Mississippi State. A two-loss Mississippi State, especially if they don't play. It actually, believe it or not, I think it benefits you to be a two-loss team and not play in the SEC title game. You can sit back as Ole Miss or whatever with two losses, not playing the SEC title game, and you are going to get in. They are not going to leapfrog. You're not going to see Virginia or a BYU team like that leapfrog one of those. So I just think you're seeing some of these teams that as long as calamity doesn't happen and they fall apart, they have very easy schedules remaining and they can still lose a game.
6, 7, 8, 9. Yeah, it really does kind of feel like 10 of the 12 spots
are kind of tied
it's just
up.
As long as those teams don't screw up. And Oregon is one.
And by screw up, I mean lose twice.
Well, but Oregon doesn't have as much slack.
I do not think so.
And neither does Notre Dame.
No, Notre Dame
They've
has
already
none.
Lost twice.
Yep.
And neither does Texas, who has already lost twice. So some of them don't have that.
And I also think Texas Tech is, if you're an ACC or a Big 12 school and you lose two games, nothing is guaranteed. And I think
you got to win your league.
You got to win your league. The SEC, I think two losses gets you in. And I believe in the Big Ten, it does. Although I think it's a little dicier than the SEC. But if Oregon were to stub their toe, and I think you're better off stubbing your toe earlier against Iowa, then you are losing late. I think a late loss with USC or Washington would be more damaging to Oregon than if you stub your toe against Iowa. You fall down a little bit, but you still have two probably top 25 games to win at the end and kind of put a punctuation on your season.
I guess even if Oregon loses,
they should still
who jumps them? Like Oklahoma, Utah,
and
Louisville?
And again, when I look at those schedules, I just...
Miami, do they jump back into the mix? I don't know. I mean, you can't trust them, can you?
And I also think Oklahoma with Alabama and Missouri and LSU, chances are they lose another one.
I guess USC beats Oregon. They could jump them.
They could jump.
They're at 19.
USC could certainly do that. And Washington, by the way, if Washington wins out, and they should win out going into Oregon, Washington's going to say, hey, we beat Oregon, and we're right there. We are in that conversation, and more than likely, they would get in, although that's a long stretch. I don't think they would beat Oregon, but they should be 9-2 going into that game.
Here are the games. If these rankings were to be used, it would be Notre Dame playing at BYU with the winner playing at Indiana.
That's a battle of the Lord
not at Indiana, right? That's a neutral site.
That'd be a neutral site. We'd get to find out who's more powerful, Catholic Jesus or Mormon Jesus.
That's pretty good.
That'd be fun.
And then if Notre Dame wins, that would be a rematch from last year. Remember, Notre Dame beat Indiana in the first round.
Oh, yeah.
Or maybe it was the second round.
Was it?
They beat him.
Yeah, they beat him up. Yeah, because their two losses were to Notre Dame and in Ohio State. Yeah.
So then you have Virginia would play Ole Miss. Look at Virginia getting in the tournament. They're predicting them to win the ACC. Yeah,
and that's the only ACC team getting in, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
So Virginia would play at Ole Miss. Gross.
Yeah.
And then the winner would go play
Texas A&M. Mm-hmm. That's one side of the bracket.
That'd be fun.
And then the other side of the bracket, as we pointed out yesterday, ESPN had this. Alabama, Georgia, Oregon, and Ohio State are all in the same side of the bracket.
Yeah, that's nasty.
So Oregon right now, as it stands, would actually go on the road and play at Texas Tech. Mm. If they win that, they would go play Ohio State.
That would be, look, the Texas Tech game would be a rugged physical affair.
That would be a great
game. That would be fair, and then, or that would be fun, and then the reward is you get to try to get some revenge for last year. Because you would do the opposite, right? Ohio State would get to sit around for a month and then have to go face Oregon versus, you know, what happened last year.
And then the other game would be Memphis being the group of five. Mm-hmm. They would play at Georgia. And the winner would go play Alabama.
Mm. That's weird. I was going to say, I forgot kind of who was the highest ranked group of five.
So you could have, now it's definitely no guarantee it's Memphis. It could still be South Florida. It could still be North Texas.
Yeah.
They have a lot to play for still. But you could have an Elite Eight of Georgia, Alabama, Oregon, Ohio State, Ole Miss, Texas A&M, Notre Dame, Indiana. Mm. Sign me up.
I thought college football was wrecked and everyone hated it.
This is why it's great. They went to that 12-team tournament.
Yeah.
Right there.
Yeah. And I just don't see, I mean, outside of like coming out of nowhere and winning your conference, and it feels like the ACC and the Big 12 are ones where it's kind of up for grabs, but it just kind of feels like with the SEC and kind of the Big 10, you know what you're getting. At this point, you know who is more likely to get in than not.
Yes, but
funky things can happen.
Well, but somebody's going to lose the SEC title game.
Yeah.
And it's possible that that team would then have three losses.
See, therein lies the interesting one. You're right. Because if a two-loss SEC team gets into here's the real scenario, which people would lose their ass. Let's say a two-loss Georgia team or a two-loss Alabama team finds their way into the SEC title game. Loses a nail biter. Meanwhile, you have two loss Ole Miss or a two loss Texas that didn't play. I still think you have to put the three loss team in. How can you punish a team for getting to their title game and having to play an extra game?
Yeah, I'm with you.
And that come down to the eye test of just who we think is the better team. Because we saw them do it with Florida State, right? We looked at Florida State and we're like, man, you're undefeated, but you don't have your quarterback and we don't think you... We don't think you're a team.
I think Mike Elko is doing a nice job, but something tells me Texas A&M is not going to be in the top five when this thing's all said and done. They're just not.
So they got at Missouri, backup quarterback.
They could lose this weekend.
And then South Carolina, which gave Bama a run for their money, and they still have to play at Texas.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. I don't know. I'm not saying they're not good.
Yeah.
I'm just saying Alabama, Georgia, even Texas, to some extent, much more trustworthy.
Well, I'll tell you what, Arch, that was the first time last week that I thought Arch looked good. And if he can figure it out, and their defense is what it is.
Yeah, he played well.
Yes. Then wouldn't that be something of little old Texas?
And by the way, they've had two losses.
Ohio State.
One of their losses was to the number one team in the country, and they held them to 14 points
in
their house. Texas starting to look better and better. Look, I'm telling you, the cream rises, man.
Yeah.
The cream rises, and I feel like Texas saying, it's going to be interesting. That would be a huge thing for Texas if A&M, Tech, and Texas all got into the tournament.
Yeah.
Imagine that.
Yeah.
I doubt that's going to happen.
Boy, we'd never hear the end of it from that damn state.
No, we would not.
They would shut
and then
up.
North Texas could get in, too.
Oh, yeah. They still have a chance to be the group of five, right?
They definitely do.
Well, I'm just hoping BYU can find a way to beat Texas Tech, because if they do,
yeah, that changes
everything, and I think BYU then has a clear path to get in. And
well, they can almost even still go as long as I don't know who else they have in the Big 12.
I think Cincinnati's left, but they should.
Not easy.
No, but if they beat Texas Tech, I think BYU is in the playoff regardless,
and because they could go to the Big 12
title game.
Still lose, and get in.
That was what SMU did last year,
and that type of scenario. See, again, we're way too early with this, but that is the type of scenario that knocks an SEC team that doesn't play for the SEC title out,
which is what happened last year in the ACC. Clemson was a three-loss team. Beat SMU, and the committee put Clemson in as the automatic, and
correct,
they still put SMU in. And who did they F over? Miami and Alabama.
That's correct. So you have to watch
for the teams who don't win the Big 12 or ACC.
If they have a good enough record.
Yeah. They can't really lose anymore, but that's where the wrenches come
there, in. There is...
I love this stuff.
Yeah, there is a precedent now for a one-loss team losing their weaker conference title game and still getting in.
All right, the Ducks take to Iowa City. We'll talk about that coming up next, but first, here's Schultz.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Well, we have Dan Lanning on Thursday. So we'll talk more about it then. We'll talk about it with Joey Harrington on Friday. I'm kind of fired up about the Iowa game.
Yeah, this should be good.
I don't really know why, but I am.
Well, I think the idea that this could be one of those knockdown, drag 'em out games.
Yeah.
And I think anytime you get a team that's kind of viewed as a high-powered, you know, kind of flashy, and then they're playing the gritty, you know, kind of like styles make fights, I think people like that. I'm not saying this is David and Goliath, but... it's the idea that a team that isn't very flashy like Iowa can drag Oregon into deep water. And I think that's why those Stanford matchups all those years were so much fun.
Well, Penn State was like this. I mean, that I feel like this game is going to be a lot like that game.
Yeah. And it's a great environment out there in Iowa.
But Oregon's more built. Like, I get that Oregon has the whole flash. But they're more built like Iowa than people think.
Yeah.
I mean, they're tough up front.
Yep.
They like to run the ball. Really good defensively. I don't know. I think there's the Dan Lanning Ducks are much tougher,
sure,
and bigger and stronger than the old Ducks.
Well, it's like when USC entered the Big Ten, it feels like USC in no way was prepared for the rugged nature of it. And Oregon has been fine, right? Oregon has not been bullied, with the exception of last year against Ohio State, which, you know, I don't know if they were necessarily bullied. Is you just got your ass kicked. Ohio State was playing just lights out against everybody, but you're right in that the whole flash thing, dude. Oregon is a big, like, Oregon's O-line is huge. They have physical backs. Certainly their defense plays with an edge like that. They're not small up front. So you're right in that this is not the old Chip Kelly, you know,
but they have a good offense.
Yes.
I mean, way better than Iowa.
Yes.
But they're only, okay. So they're favored by 6.
By the way, that has come down.
Has it? What to what?
I think it started out at like 8.5.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah, it's come down.
I didn't see that. I saw it opened at 6. Kickoff is at 12:30. CBS, and of course here on the Fan.
and look and see what that was.
It is sold out. They are calling it the biggest game at Kinnick Stadium in maybe 10 years. They hosted number 4 Penn State back in 2021, and they beat them on their way to the Big Ten title game where they got crushed by Michigan. Mm. But they won that game over a top 5 team.
Yeah. By the way, it looks like it opened at 7.5 and now at 5.5. So
some peeps took Iowa. Mm-hmm. So Iowa got the initial money. Mm-hmm. So there are people that have Iowa. It's usually the sharp bettors that get that money down early.
Over under, by the way, 42.5. So again, not
they
expecting
have
a high
Iowa
scoring.
Plus 7.5.
Yeah.
So if you liked Iowa, you already missed
the
better number. Now the over under, that's interesting. That's low.
42 is low. Well,
that feels low.
Iowa.
I don't know what the weather's supposed to be like, but
I don't know. I'd have to. I'll take a look. But Iowa is going to play. One, they're going to run the ball. They don't really throw it very much at all. Their quarterback, I think, has 4 touchdown passes on the year. And Iowa's style of defense is keep everything in front of you. They don't give up big plays. So even when you score on Iowa, they make you take 7 minutes or 8 minutes to score on them. So just by the nature of the way Iowa plays offense, running the ball, moving clock, and defense, keep everything in front, this may be one of those where you could look up and this thing could be like 10-7 at the half, and Oregon, you'll be like, well, what happened? And you're like, well, Oregon scored on two of their three possessions, but you know, you get one stop, and that's what Iowa wants. The more times Oregon has the ball, this is problematic for Iowa. So I think that's why that point total is so low. Iowa, by the style they play, you can't score a bunch of points on them if you only have the ball so many times.
Punts, baby, punts.
Punts.
By the way, this is the Ducks' first trip to Iowa City since 1989, where they won at number 24, Iowa, 44-6.
I always do love these things as if that has any bearing whatsoever on... When was that, you said?
1989.
Yeah, I don't think 1989 really has any sort of role in this. By the way,
well, no one's saying that. It's just interesting to note that the last time they went there was a hell of a long time ago. And by the way, in that game, Merton Hanks.
Really?
Merton Hanks, no match for the great Bill Musgrave.
He of the long neck. And now I think he's in charge of like NFL discipline.
Would you like another wild note?
Give it to me.
That game, Oregon's last trip to Iowa City in 1989, was only 10 years before Kirk Ferentz got there. That's how long that old ass has been there.
Dude is never going to... They're going to bury him at that stadium.
I mean, by the way, it's unbelievable.
49 degrees and a 88% chance of rain.
Oh, so, boy. Slobber knocker.
What time is the
12:30.
Game? Oh, so yeah. So it gets...
2:30 there.
Yeah. At night, it's going to drop down into the 20s. But at kick, looks like you're going to be in the 40s and a steady rain. So yeah, that's...
Okay. Run the ball, baby.
Yep. It is going to be an ugly, sloppy game.
They said Dante Moore's ready to go.
Yeah, I mean, he could have played in that. He got... Did we even find out? Was it confirmed? I'm sure they won't confirm anything. I don't even know if he broke his nose or if he just got his nose busted and it was bleeding. But...
No idea.
Yeah, he'll be fine. He'll be fine.
Well, he is fine. He's been at practice and he's going to play. He was great at Penn State. He got rattled against Indiana. Mm-hmm. He bounced back well at Rutgers, but then he got hurt at Wisconsin. It was kind of a weird game.
Well, and Wisconsin did some of the same stuff that Indiana did, which was some pre-snaps looks. And when you go back and look at those two games, a lot of people blamed the offensive line. The offensive line really didn't play poorly in either one of those games. The backs and Dante Moore did not do a very good job of recognizing pre-snap looks. And we knew Indiana runs a lot of those simulated pressures. Wisconsin did some of those things too, where they only ran 4 or 5. They just overloaded a side and then rotated across. And Oregon was not good with hot routes. They were not good with either shifting the line or bringing the back over or reading the end guy and having him be hot. So I'm assuming that Iowa is going to run some of those same things. But I would hope that with the bye week, and obviously now you've seen it a couple times where it's kind of mucked you up, my guess is that Oregon spent a lot of time looking at those things. And hopefully you're able to handle those a little bit better against Iowa.
Go ahead and climb out of my ass for a while.
Another one, too, is strength on strength. You know,
Brian Ferentz not there.
Oregon's D-line has been really good. Pro Football Focus has Iowa's offensive line as the best offensive line in the country. So this should be a fun matchup there with Iowa obviously wanting to control the ball and run it.
They have the best offensive line in the country, and they can't score.
Well, their quarterback is not good. Don't let them fool you telling you that they have a quarterback.
Okay,
they don't.
When is the last time they had a decent quarterback? At Iowa.
I'm trying to answer only. I'm trying to think of who their quarterbacks have been. Well, Chuck Long was in the 80s.
Was he good?
Beat Hart.
Oh, yeah. CJ Beat Hart. CJ Beathard or whatever the. Yeah. It's Beathard, no, I think it's Beat Hart.
I believe it's pronounced Beat Hart.
I like that better.
There you go. Beat Hart, 2017.
Was he good?
He was a third round pick.
Okay. He made it to the NFL. Let's just say that.
Look, when I got a list of their top 10 quarterbacks of all time, and it's not a who's who of quarterbacks.
Okay, give Ricky Stanzi. I remember that name.
Ricky Stanzi. He sucked.
Chuck Long.
Okay.
Aubrey Devine. He played in 1919, by the way.
All right.
Brad Banks.
I don't remember him.
Is
he a black guy?
He is a black guy.
I think I do remember. What years? Like 90s?
02, 03 for Banks.
Yeah, okay. I remember him.
Brad Banks.
Sucked.
And then we got Randy Duncan. He 1956. Some dude from the 1950s. Some dude from the 1960s. There's Matt Rogers, 1988.
Nope.
Drew Tate, 03, 06.
Okay, there I remember him. Yeah. Drew Tate.
Then old Stanzi there.
Yeah.
And then Beat Hart.
Wow.
Look, it's not a who's who.
That is awful.
Yeah, it's not good. It's not good.
And what's this guy's name that they have out there now?
Gronowski.
And he's a transfer?
Yeah, he transferred from, I believe, South Dakota. I believe he's one of the Jackrabbits. And so now, much like the Iowa State quarterback,
yikes,
which they try to make a big deal, where they're like, you know, he's a gamer and he plays with guts. Dude, the guy's thrown for 940 yards this year with 4 touchdowns and 4 picks. Do not let them fool you into thinking that they throw the football. They do not.
4 tutties is
4
more than
touchdowns.
It's more than I would have guessed.
No, they do not throw, but they have scored points this year. This is not the same sort of anemic offense that you've seen.
All right. I don't know. I don't know. I kind of like Oregon.
I do too. Oregon is better than they are.
I think they wear them out.
Iowa can win this game one way and one way only.
Exactly.
And they are capable of doing it.
I think Oregon gets a late score and covers.
Yes.
That's how I feel about this game.
They did score 37 against Wisconsin.
In the rain.
No, Iowa did.
Oh, Iowa did.
Yeah. So in Iowa's wins
this year.
Oh, yeah,
Oregon only scored 21 against.
Yeah, I mean, they have put up points. They got rid of the Ferentz's kid, and it's a little better offense. It's a little more dynamic, but it's still run.
All right, well, I talked myself out of it. I'm not that interested in this game. No, I am. It'll be good. That'll be good. We'll have more on that tomorrow. Coming up next, Dan Quinn, Goodwill Be Gone on The Fan.
You know, I mean, you know.
There's wishy-washy me. Did you see that? So the Texas Duke game is about to start?
Yeah.
Dickie V's back out there.
Dickie V! Hey, is
that guy has like 9 lives.
Well, yeah.
It's
that
unbelievable.
That dude has been fighting cancer for seemingly like 20
years. I know.
Years.
I thought he was done. He's back. He's calling the game.
Is he cancer free?
I saw as far as the last round, yes. And I was just talking during the break here with Casey. I think that he will die when he stops. He needs to keep going.
He's one of those, yeah.
He's 86.
Exactly.
Is he really?
He's 86.
He looks You know, sick. I got to tell you. Well, you say he looks at. I think he looks pretty good for everything he's been through. I was just watching him on there. Yeah. He looks a little. I mean, you know. I mean, he's showing some age, but I've seen worse 86-year-olds.
Yeah, he just says that he has anxiety because it's an ongoing anxiety. He lives with the condition at this point.
Gotcha.
It's just this will get him eventually.
Wow.
So
he's just and he's still out there.
Yeah, he's had melanoma, lymphoma, and vocal cord. And his most recent diagnosis was for another lymph node. So he's had 4.
Jeez.
Ah.
I'm seriously stunned to see him sitting courtside.
But last year, I guess they said that I guess for the time being, it's free. But I think he's kind of saying here that cancer-free is more
that's
not a...
They didn't get it all.
You can't.
It's relative at this point.
From my understanding is once cancer spreads, you're playing whack-a-mole. And it's popping back up.
Yeah.
And one of the times it pops up and it's going to get you.
Quick note on the Dan Quinn front, who tried to kill his quarterback Sunday night.
Oh, it's on me. It's on me. I'm sick of coaches saying that, by the way.
Well, it is on him.
It is, but don't do it then, dumbass.
According to Schultz, you should never play your quarterback. Ever! Don't play him! Franchise quarterback, sit him down! Your offensive line is bad. Schultz, your football acumen is dynamite.
No, I asked that question yesterday because I was parroting what freaking idiot Commander fans, never should have played on social media.
So, God forbid, you realize that he has played in limited NFL games. He hasn't played a lot this year, and you're trying to find some sort of rhythm and balance. That's tends to be a thing in the NFL where you do play starters most of the game.
So here's the, I'm with him on the, they were down 31 points.
And he did say that was his last possession. And some of that, too, you do have to communicate to him. And this is why the Jaden Daniels things always scared me. Like, Jaden Daniels was phenomenal last year, but go back and listen to it. It absolutely terrified me. The style of play that he played at LSU and what made him so good last year in the NFL, that style doesn't travel. It does not work long term. The only player that I've seen play that way and have it work out for a decade is Cam Newton. And Cam Newton is a GD Mercedes G-Wag. That dude is a tank. When you are thinly built, this style doesn't work. And when you watch him play at LSU, that dude gets hit and he gets hit hard and he does it in the NFL. And you're just I forget who it was, told Trevor Lawrence this. He said, dude, you have to slide. In the NFL, when you get hit, the injury rate's 100%. This is not college. And they didn't get to RG3 in time. Someone needs to get to him and says, we love the way you play, and we don't want you to lose that style, but you have to eliminate this stuff. Otherwise, all you are is an exciting player that can't stay on the field. And once that athleticism gets sapped, so much of what makes you great now just becomes you're just an average quarterback. The other guy that you're seeing with this a lot of now who probably is out of a starting job long-term is Kyler Murray. That style of play doesn't last into the back half of the season.
Yeah, I want to talk about him a little bit more tomorrow, but I was going to tell you the similarities between the Jaden Daniels RG3 injury.
Yeah, it's creepy.
So the Daniels injury, same stadium as RG3, obviously.
Yep.
Same yard line, same down against the same team.
Yeah.
This is eerily similar to the Joe Theismann, Alex Smith. Injury similarities. Those were on the exact same date, 33 years apart, same injury to the same leg with the same final score. Both of them were missing their left tackle, and both were injured by a 3-time Defensive Player of the Year, Lawrence Taylor and J.J. Watt.
How about that? That's just one of those. Lincoln and Kennedy have this.
That's nuts.
They have that same sort of thing. Like, all the assassinations, there's just this weird, there's a weird connection there. Like, there's just some, like, bad juju going on. But you just have to learn, and I don't know, I mean, obviously I never played that position. I certainly didn't play any position well enough to be, you know, a real NFL player. And I don't know how you convince a player that has played his whole life one way that you can't play that way anymore. You have to get rid of the ball. You have to get down. Not every play, especially if Dan Quinn's guilty of anything. It's him and Cliff Kingsbury telling him, my man, this isn't about making a play here. We're trying to build some rhythm. We're trying to get something going on offense. And what we can't have you do is running around trying to make heroic plays when we're down by 28 points in the fourth quarter. Check down in the pocket, nothing heroic, play within yourself. Learning how to play that position, so much of success in the NFL is learning how to take care of your body, and the best ability is availability. And it terrifies me that Jaden Daniels in year two has now had to miss multiple games, probably out for the year now, and is going to come back next year again, probably with a wonky O-line, maybe with a different offensive coordinator and a little older and a little more beat up. And if he doesn't change the way he plays, well, you're in for it. Or figure out a way to beat Cam Newton. Cam Newton was what, 6'5", 255, 260 probably at one point. Ben Roethlisberger, another. Ben towards the end was like 290 pounds. Ben was an offensive lineman, so Ben could play that way. Jayden Daniels weighs what? $175? I mean, $180? Kyler Murray? You can't do it.
All right, ChatGPT roasts Portland and its sports fans.
In our face.
Coming up next to kick off the club on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them, and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.